one night I was listening to this, and Laurent told me, well, this is great, we should pick it up as an opening. And I was like, yes. And it was big, like, and then I came up with this idea of the helicopter opening on the garbage truck. So I thought it was very ironic to have all this glorious music on the garbage truck. And I really like to cut it that way.
How'd you guys like that? Did that opening in 2001?
Where can I buy the soundtrack?
The question is, where can you buy that?
Actually, it's going to be released in September on iTunes. Is it? It's a Belgian label called Crumbed that does a lot of great African music. And so it's going to be released maybe September.
Give it up for Pierre. Funky soundtrack. He chose every one of the songs on that soundtrack. I was going to ask a very good question about the snakes influence. Like, what is with all these snakes from the beginning to the end? And is there some story in your past with the snakes that we need to be aware of?
Well, I'm not sure about that. The original screenwriter, Lucio, wanted to really bring a very strong animist feeling to the movie, so that's why he came up with this. The prophecy of the fight of the lion and the panther with the snake. So, you know, in Africa, everyone is supposed to have a totem animal that influences his life. So that's why you can find all this animistic influence in the film. In fact, I myself spent 4 years on this film. Unfortunately, for very bad reasons, because we had lots of trouble to financing it and then to find some distribution funds. But the actual filming was over a period of 6 months, and it was 52 days. So it was like 2 weeks in Paris, 5.5 weeks in Senegal, and 6 days in Toulon, and 4 days in Antibes. So the further we went, the less money we had.
The film you just saw was an independently made action film. I mean, how cool is that? Give it up for the incredible. How difficult is it to make an independent crime action film in France?
Yes, it was quite complicated because the script was as one of one blogger, one US blogger said, gloriously lunatic. That's what we liked about this project, but the problem is in France we're mostly into getting very substantial subsidies, but it's rather to make very art house films with couple problems and people fighting each other, what you call a French film, actually. The money actually, the money.
program much more inclined now to take us seriously. But it's kind of difficult to explain here because I think it's different, but in France there is no film with black actors. We don't have any black stars. And when people watch this movie, I mean distributors and stuff, they really think that it's only for black people. So it's difficult to explain that no, it's not because the hero is black, that it's only for black people. And also, one of the other things that were said to me to reject the movie was it's only for black people, and black people are too poor to pay to buy a cinema ticket. So, I mean, it's not the whole of France, but I discovered something that I hadn't anticipated when I started to cut rent. And I think even in countries like Canada, even in the US, even in France is considered as a human rights society and stuff. People are much more open to entertainment in that part, in on that side of the Atlantic.
There's more questions here? Go ahead.
Did you have any problems with your shooting animals, like snakes?
Tell us about the shooting with all those animals. I promised my land is snakes.
Well, the problem with snakes is that they don't really read the script at all, you know. So it was, in fact, what we do is, because they're basically blind and almost deaf, so what we do is they go basically in a straight line. So we put them on the floor and hope that they're going to go this way, and that's it. So that's where you work with them. So it's very like working with actors.
Yeah, what made you choose Senegal, considering that it's first of all not a place for lots of dying, either for lots of violence?
The choice of Senegal and what made you choose it, like the dying situation?
The origin of the project was when Laurence partner, Marco Chaki, as a producer, produced a documentary in Senegal about Tata Gueye, who's the guy who plays the head of the wrestlers, and he used to be a big wrestling champion in Senegal. And then at that time, he really literally fell in love with the country and the city of Dakar, which is a pretty hectic city. And he really wanted to develop a project that would show the great African modern city that you never see in cinema. So that was the origin of the project. And so that was really the origin of it. So the choice of Senegal was actually at the beginning of the project. And as you know, Senegal was a former French colony, so there's there are very strong lines still between the two countries. Well, in fact, all actors who are supposed to be Senegalese were cast in Senegal, and all the others were cast in Paris, to the exception of the banker, the tall guy, that we picked in Paris. So all the others were chosen locally. And I was really glad about that because it was a great opportunity to have some very good local actors who do mostly theaters. It's funny because the guy who does the arm dealer, who's in the basement of the nightclub, and theater actor. And one of the French actors that we have brought in for the scene, you know, a very big guy who plays Master, he told me afterwards, he told me, like, oh my God, I thought he was a really long drug addict. Because he's used to do security in nightclubs and stuff, so he was ready to jump into it.
Both Belgium and Rwanda.
So she was born in Rwanda, and then she was raised in Belgium. And she has a training as a musician and a dancer. Actually, she was a dancer for 10 years in a Belgian company called Vivian Van de Kibus, which is pretty famous. So I basically took her from contemporary dance to action films, and she made a smooth transition to it. But it's very funny. She played quite a lot of parts in African films, and she's very much a chameleon. I mean, if she walked here, you wouldn't recognize her. So it was really fun to make this character with her, and we took her to get some training to learn how to shoot a gun, which she had never done before. And I was really looking for a female actress who could impersonate this bigger than life character and a bigger than him character, because I wanted her to be much taller than him and very athletic to be able to grow up with this big guy and take him around, you know. And where in France we have this unfortunate tradition of having girls playing in films with a gun, and it's absolutely ridiculous. So because they never know how to do it without breaking a nail. So I really wanted I wanted her to be comfortable with it. So she did quite a bit of training, and I think it shows on the screen.
Terrific.
She's also English speaking, and she has played a significant part in a Raoul Peck movie, which is called Sometimes in April, that was produced by HBO. She has really a wide range of language and parts that she can play.
And I guess a quick question, what's next for you guys look like? And where are you off to with the film now?
We're going to the UK Film Conference Fest in London, so it's at the end of August. And we have a couple other festivals, and Black is released in Toronto on August 20th.
That's right, check out Black. If you enjoyed the film, tell your friends. It's playing August 20th at the AMC Young Vendors, so it will be here in Toronto. Give it up for our filmmakers.
Thank you.